Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
That's right. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And this program, on every Monday, 3 to 4 p.m., is called The Burrow. I'm your host, Andy Resto, and this week, got some guests in the studio with me. You guys want to introduce yourselves real quick?
Hi, Andy. I'm Scott from Kensington Gore.
And I'm Steve. Keep your headphones on. It's Kensington Gore.
That's right, Kensington Gore. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good. Right. The name references Hammer theatrical blood, like if you saw a Hammer horror movie.
Okay.
The gore is the blood, sort of gorgeous royal red.
Is that the imagery you want people to have in their heads when they're listening to your music?
Please.
That would be ideal.
Yeah, fake blood.
That would be ideal. All right.
Can you hear me breathe? Am I breathing too heavy?
I think we're doing all right.
Okay.
We can get some sound effects in the background.
That'd
as well.
Good.
We'll get some horror
chains
movie
rattling.
Sound. Yeah, some chains, some dungeon sound effects. So multiple reasons why you guys can be here today. First of all, just because. Why not? But mainly
we're valid.
Mainly. Yeah. You're working on a new record and have had some I've got a single release here. You want to maybe talk about that a bit?
Sure. In conjunction with a few other fellows, Mike Cook and Mark Hall Patch, produced a magazine called Pythagoras Records, in which we collaborated on Mike did a short story called Disembarking the Garuda 4. And Mark did some amazing watercolors, and Scott and I contributed the music for it in the form of a flexi disc.
Great. Yeah, it's a beautiful object.
Yeah, I was saying before, I've seen a lot more flexi discs coming out. What was that?
Interesting, right?
Some motivations behind making the flexi disc. Does it look good? Feel good?
Yeah, both
all
of them.
We
thought it was really novel until you told
well,
us otherwise.
I won't say it's not novel. It's not like everybody's doing it, but I've seen like two in the last month plus this one. I'd say it's a lot in one month.
It's pretty fun. It's just a different way to do it, you know?
Yeah. Fits in a magazine.
Obviously. Yeah, exactly. Great. It makes a really nice object.
Yeah. And you're working on a new full-length record. Is that correct?
Yeah.
How's that going thus far?
It's going fantastic, Scott. What do you think?
It's going good. Are we going to play some tracks from it?
I think we might, a little bit later.
Okay.
Would that be radio or public debuts?
Yeah, that's true.
Both. Right.
Yeah, both. Yeah, both, exactly. Yeah.
Out of the dungeon into another dungeon. Yeah. It's also pretty dark here.
Through the dungeons.
Right.
All right, so we'll get started, I guess, with the track on the flexi disc.
You're going to play the actual flexi disc.
We're going to go for it. We're going to brave the dark and play the flexi disc.
Despite its size, it is a 33.
I did see that. Yeah. Any thoughts on the track? Any food for thought to give the people while they're listening to
it? I do have one thing. Okay. It's made in such a way that if you played with the balance knob left or right, it gives you two separate tracks.
Oh.
Meaning the left track is a single track, the right track is a single track, and the stereo version is also a third track.
Okay.
So I encourage people to fool with your balance knob.
Great. Very cool. So we're going to hear it here. What is it called?
Garuda 4.
Garuda 4.
Yeah.
Here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Burrow, live in studio with Kensington Gore.
It's Spider-Man! Don't let him get away!
The cops. Where did they come from? They're after me.
There he goes!
That was too close. Got to make it to the rooftops. A voice calling to me. A voice I've heard before. That voice filled with such pain. I've got to find that voice.
There he goes up the side of that building! Get a searchlight on!
Can't hang around. The voice is fading, growing weaker.
So long, Web Spinner! It's a long way down!
I'm falling! Must reach the wall. Still time to catch myself. I did it!
Spider-Man, I've come to pick your bones.
The Vulture? What are you doing here? Yours wasn't the voice that called me.
The Vulture perches where he pleases.
Got to get him.
Away, you wall-crawling creep. Spider-Man only harms those he loves.
How did you find out about... You mustn't tell. You mustn't.
I'd never tell. The Vulture would never tell.
The Vulture. He vanished. What's going on? That cry coming from all around me. I must find that voice. Now the lizard. Where did you come from? It wasn't you that called. That voice. I mustn't let you keep me from that voice. No! No, don't say that! No! No! Can't you hear it? Calling to me? I have to know!
What does it matter? Spider-Man, you're a loser!
The Green Goblin! It can't be! The Vulture, the Lizard, and now my most fearsome enemy, the only living creature that knows my secret identity?
No one cares, Spider-Man. Or shall we say, Parker? No one cares if you live or die. And today, you die!
He's hurling stun pumpkins.
You're a loser, Parker!
No!
It
isn't true! That voice! Must find that voice! No! It isn't true! Have to go! No! Stop! I can't stand it! Must find that voice! I'm coming! I'm coming! Don't go away! Don't leave me! Don't go away! I'm coming! I'm coming! Stop laughing! Don't go away! I'm coming! No! No! No!
No! No! No, don't go away. I'm coming. No! 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 Oh. I must have been dreaming. What time is it? The phone. Must answer the phone. Hello?
Peter Parker?
Yes, speaking.
There's a charming lady here who wants to say hello to you, Parker.
Petey, is that you, Petey?
Aunt May! Aunt May, where are you? Are you all right?
Petey, what's happening? What do these men want with me? Oh, my heart. Petey, help me. My heart can't take the strain. No.
Hello? Aunt May? Are you there? Aunt May, are you all right?
Don't worry, kid. She's just fine. The kingpin wouldn't hurt an old lady. Not unless he had to. Now listen, and listen good. I would appreciate a small favor.
What do you want me to do?
Nothing out of the ordinary. You're the kid that takes all those pictures of Spider-Man for the Daily Bugle. I simply want you to take a picture of Spider-Man for me. We even fixed up a special camera for the job. The thing is that this picture will be Spider-Man's last.
You want me to murder Spider-Man?
The Kingpin is not a murderer. I simply want you to eliminate a civic menace and perpetuate. place.
You must be crazy.
Dare call the kingpin crazy? Now listen, punk. You want to see the old lady alive, you'll do exactly as I tell you. When I hang up the phone, you go to your front door. Outside, you'll find a package with a camera inside. You've got 24 hours to get the job done. And remember, no tricks. You want to see your auntie May alive? Spider-Man must die.
Amazing, amazing. How does he ever win? Listen up. Did you hear? CITR is putting on a full day of content dedicated to students. December 2nd is 24 hours of student power. Clubs, bands, radio, oh my! CITR constantly works to promote underrepresented voices in media. And for one day a year, we dedicate an entire day to focus on students. That means student hosts, clubs, initiatives, artists, and more. Featuring three student bands from 6 to 9 p.m. Melt, Cheap Flavor, and Stefana Fertilla. Listen up this December 2nd at 101.9 FM or at CITR.ca.
Salam. Ruzetun bekhair. My name is Sahan, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture, and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
They have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. This program is called The Burrow, hanging out in studio with Kensington Gore. You guys hanging in there?
You threw me off with that PSA. I thought it was going to be the Virgin Club.
The Virgin Club, yeah. What could that entail? That could entail what you would think, or it could be like a throwback 90s nostalgia, like Virgin Records.
That's where I thought you were going.
That's the idea. Either way. Space for everybody to feel comfortable. Yeah. Virgin Club.
A lot of promises broken either way.
All right. How are you guys doing? You hanging in there?
Good. Yeah, we're having a good time.
Doing all right. That last set, we heard some interesting songs. The Flexi Disc you guys put out, Garuda 4. We heard the combo version.
That's right.
The conflict. Yeah. The Hegelian, I don't know.
What's a triplectic?
Before the resolution, or is there a resolution in the song?
That's up to you. Okay. Right. If you play it at a different speed, it's a fourth track. Too.
The Aufhebung, I guess, is the idea. Anyhow, so is that going to be included on the new record, or is that a different direction?
I think that's its own record, yeah.
Okay. So the sound of the new record, could you expect similar things?
You could expect that.
Yeah. But you might not get it.
That'd be a, yeah, you might not. You might not get what you expect.
Yeah, it's so hard to tell. It'll be synth-based for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
And will it be dark and moody like that? I'm not sure.
All right. Let's hope.
After that was a Spider-Man themed record. Do you want to get into what this was and why it's important to you?
I'm glad you asked. I got this album when I was 5 years old, and that particular track freaked me out for a long time, and I always thought about it. And then a friend of mine, Mark Szabo, gave me the album again. And it was just as freaky 20 years later, 25, 30
if not
years
scarier.
Later.
Like, why yeah. does this exist?
So, yeah, it's a Marvel did a full thing with Buddha Records, and they had a disco band and a really nice cover and insert a comic book by John Romita Sr. And, yeah, it's awesome. If you ever see it, it's great. Amazing Spider-Man, a rock comic.
All right.
Great. Adventures in Stereo.
What are your thoughts on the new Spider-Man films?
Boy, I don't know. I thought number two was really good.
Okay.
Hey, there you go.
The Sam Raimi one.
Yeah, nice.
All right.
Some of them got to be good.
Yeah.
It's gonna be some a couple minutes that are good, maybe.
I like Spider-Man. I can, yeah.
And then what was after that? What is it we heard?
Right, I think it was Spider-Man break? 4.
Spider-Man
4. Oh, that was no. Sleeper Pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any gems, any nuggets about Sleeper Pod?
It just, when I heard it, it just reminded me of someone coming out of 2 or 3 months sleep and they're covered in gelatinous. You know, they're just waking up really slowly. Oh, so it's taking hours.
Cryogenic sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I thought maybe you're just thinking slept for 2 months. I just heard a fact. I guess I think it's koalas can sleep longer than any mammal, and it's like 22 hours. So apparently humans aren't even capable of sleeping for more than
22
hours.
I don't know. I'll sign up.
Yeah.
I can't eat that much eucalyptus.
All right. What do we have lined up now?
It's Bad Heat, right?
That's right, Bad Heat.
And then after that, we've got a self-painted CD.
Robin Fry and his all-star band is an artist. He was from Emily Carr, and he's somewhere in the world now. And I think it's one of a kind. It's the only copy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And great. It's, let's see, you asked for Weird. There's two E's in this Weird.
All right. Sounds good. Looking forward to it. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 with Kensington Gore. One more time, Body Heat? Was that what it's called?
Very close.
Very close? Okay.
Why, are you not a wrestling fan?
Bad Heat.
Bad Heat.
All right. We'll be right back.
Max! You blew it up! God! Santa?
Oh! Nothing like the salt air. Now, if you excuse me, I have a concert to attend.
On December 5th, Mint Records will be hosting this year's Ridiculously Early Xmas Party at the Astoria with performances by Rennie Wilson, Monomyth, Fake Tears, Energy Slime, Supermoon, Uptights, and a Faith Healer solo set. CITR Femme Concept DJs will be playing the hits all night long, and yes, there will be presents for the first 50 people. Visit mintrex.com for more details. Remember, it's this December 5th at the Astoria.
Dreadful sacrifice.
Who's it, huh?
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
You are still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, a program called The Burrow. And still in the studio with Kensington Gore.
That's right.
And hi. I haven't taken off yet. Were there thoughts of taking off?
Split? No, we're staying here for the next 3 days. I brought my tent.
You're camping out.
Is it already 3:30?
It feels like 8 o'clock, kind of.
Is it pudding time yet?
Just before the brief respite and messages, we heard a brand new track from The Body and Krieg. The Body, a experimental doom group from Portland originally, who always seem to do these collaborations, seem to come out with about 10 records a year. This is, I think, their third release this year. They did one with Thou earlier in the year. And then had their own release a few months ago. This one, The Body and Krieg. Krieg, I don't know too much about, out on At a Loss Recordings, and it's self-titled, just came out. What else did we hear on that set, if you can remember?
Good quote. I don't remember.
I think we, did we play that?
Bad Heat, Bad Heat opened it.
Bad Heat.
Yeah, that's right. That's you know, a wrestling term.
Okay.
You get Bad Heat, it's good. Bad Heat is
that,
good.
Is that from, like, as in not wrestling, but like WWE wrestling?
Yeah.
No, the real wrestling.
The real wrestling.
Yeah, that's right.
I know some of the terminology. It's like heels and faces. And then,
yeah,
so
that's
Bad
right.
Heat, I never heard that.
Well, you want heat, whether it's good or bad.
Okay.
And right. Bad Heat is just as good as good heat.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Well, favorite wrestlers of all time?
I like Man Mount Mike.
I like
Dutch
the guy
Savage.
With the rubber band in his face.
I don't remember him.
Mankind?
No, way early. Like Lulu Albino.
Oh, Lou Albino?
Lou Albino.
Captain Lou Albino.
That's right. I love it. Did he have a rubber band pierced?
Well, he ought to. If he didn't, he ought to have.
I think he did.
Yeah.
And he was like barely a wrestler, I think. I might be wrong, but I think he was kind of like
it's
more.
A character.
More of a character. Yeah. I don't think
he was,
I ever saw
yeah,
him
he was a
wrestle.
He was like a manager, wrestling
oh,
manager.
Really? Oh, really? Is that true?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's one of those guys who would come out with the wrestler and
right.
do
right.
annoying things. Yeah.
Who's the guy? Coco, Moondog.
Yeah, I don't know.
He had two teeth or something. He's also a
he's
favorite.
Really good.
Yeah, he was fantastic. I remember everything about
yeah.
him.
Yeah, you guys remember All Star Wrestling, right?
Yeah, the local wrestling channel.
Yeah, you didn't have
there was
one?
A guy called Steamboat, and he would rip a phone book in two.
That's pretty
one
good.
Page at a time.
That would just, okay. I'm not sure.
That'd take a long time.
Yeah,
gobsmacking.
Yeah. The entire time he's just kind of yelling at people. And
yeah.
Just gets excited. Are you more into the kind of hardcore, I don't know, ECW style, or like No Holds Barred, or, you know, when they try to actually pretend that it's they're professional wrestlers?
Thumb wrestling. I think
it was. Wrestling was more fun when it was regional as opposed to international. Mm-hmm. It's a bit. It was crazier then. Mm-hmm. Right. But they hurt themselves. It's
yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
For a while, it was like, well, this is fake, so they're actors. But actually.
But yeah, yeah. I mean, it's script. The endings are scripted, but everything they're doing, it's not like you can fake.
It's brutal.
But the drugs were terribly real.
Yeah. You can't fake jumping from those heights, etc. Great. And then we heard that strange art project piece.
Oh, yeah. Robin Fry and his all-star band is. He's an artist out of Emily Carr, and I think he's in Toronto now. And he likes to ride around on his 10-speed with short shorts and beautifully, you know, blow-dried hair. Looks good. He sounds good.
The envy of the town.
You know, he looked like he was in a movie. He was in a movie with Olivia Newton-John.
Great. Yeah. Okay. So, we've got about 10 minutes, but we've got a couple songs to play. So before the time is up here on the program this week, any last words? Any shout outs? Any promo?
Well,
you need to do?
Thanks for having us. And we hear Gareth Moses is really interested in putting out our next record.
I know. So thanks to Gareth for the next album.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be rather expensive.
Yeah.
All right. Double album, Gatefold.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Silver Mylar.
Well, we'll see. He's not made of money, but we'll cut him some slack.
But we might do a box set. That's all.
Well, there is a poster series as well.
That's good. Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
And we hope to come back and, you know, actually diddle knobs live.
Yeah. Hoping to get that set up sometime. Okay, great. What do we have lined up right now?
This one's called The Gnome and Echo.
The Gnome and Echo. All right. Well, if we don't get back, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.
And you are listening to CITR. This has been The Burrow with live guests in studio, Kensington Gore.